Chana met these Amroyim. Omalu, so Rav Chana said to them, he asked them this question. Hezid b'shvuas hapikodin. Let's say a shomer swore false, and he knew that he was amazed. Like he knew that the person really gave him the pikodin to watch, and he swore that he does not have it, and he did it b'mezid. Hezid b'shvuas hapikodin this ruboy. And at the time, there were two edim there. Mashmah, the two edim knew that the shomer really has the pikodin, and the two edim warned the shomer, be careful, do not swear false. If you swear false, you're over a lav. So now, what's the halacha? Kivon the chiddushu, since over by shvuas hapikodin is a chiddush. Why? To bechol ha-torah, le-yashkechon mezid demaisi korban. Usually, the klal is, a korban is only b'shoigeg, not the mezid. As Rashi speaks out, it's not the only place in the Torah. There are four places that the mezid you bring a korban. But still it's a chiddush that usually it's only b'shoigeg. Here is one of the four cases that you bring a korban b'mezid. For hochi maisi korban, here you do bring a korban, even though you're a mezid, you know that you're swearing false. So therefore, loishino asrubei, loishino layasrubei, they should not make a difference where the edim are there warning you beforehand that do not swear false, we know that you have the pikodin in your hand. Still, they should be chayiv a korban. And the malchus together, maybe they receive both. Avol, oidilma, maybe no. Hani, mili, when do they have a korban? Hecha de lo yasrubei. Only when edim are not there warning the shema before he swears, be careful, we know you really have it. Avol, hecha de yasrubei. But when we have two edim warning the shomer, then the svar should be milkalaki. They receive malchus, they're over lav, a shvua sheker, they're over lav. But korban lo maisi, maybe in such a case, like we say, again, like kom lebedrabminei, or kedei rishosai, mishum rishu rishoachas, that there's only one chiyav, only one punishment, only malchus, and not a korban. That's the question. Oiduma maybe, hova ho avdinan, maybe no. He deserves malchus now. There are two edim warning him, do not swear false, be careful, we know that you have the pikodin, and still he swears false. So he's chayiv too, he's chayiv a korbin, and he's chayiv malchus. That's the shayla. How many unshim does he receive? Rashi speaks out, by shvuas seidus, here you will not have this. Mishum di ein hasruas vaday b'shvuas seidus. The mi yoideya, shem yoidim le'edus, v'yachol hasruas boy. Who knows if they know or not? So just to come and warn somebody and say, if you know, be careful, that will not be a hasra. Hasra means we have to tell you, we know your vada doing an avera now. You have to tell them. So Omalei, he answers back like this. Omalei, Tanina, we're not like this. It says, Chamura Hemenu Shua Sapikodin. It says a brisa that Shua Sapikodin is more strict than Shua Seidis. Why? Shechayovim Alzdoiner Makis. That here by Shavuos HaPikodin, the Mezid Yichai is Malkus. Whereas by Shavuos Eidus, normally there's no Malkus, Rashi says, because there's never Asuos Vadai. Usually we do not know whether the Eidim know the Eidus or not. V'yashik Gosai Osam B'Kesef Shkolim. And by Pikodin here, the Korban you bring is a Korban Osham, which has value, it has to be worth at least two Shkolim, two Sloyim. Whereas the other one, Shavuos Eidus is a Korban Chattis, can be brought for any amount of money. Now, midikar malay, since it says here, als doine makis, it says here that by shvuas hapikodin, if you swear false the mezid, yichayiv malkis, michlal the yasrubei. So now we're talking about clearly that there were two edim there, two people warning him beforehand, do not swear false, we know you have the pikodin. Or come and still it says, malkis in korban lay. It says what is only malkis, not korban. Because it says here, als doine makis, the mashmi only chayiv a korban b'shoigeg, meaning there's no hasroah. But in the case where there's hasroah, it only says malchus. So mashmi clearly there's malchus and no korban. If so, you could ask, well, my chumra, what is more special about pikodin over shvuas seidus, that there there's a korban and here it's malchus? I'll tell you, the nichalele inish, the maisi korban v'leluki. People would rather have to just bring a korban than to receive malchus. Malchus hurts, it hurts you. They're afraid of Malchus. Therefore, it's more chumrah, or shvuas hapikodin, that you receive Malchus. So, Chorot Smash McClearly, that by a pikodin, where there's hasroah, there's only Malchus and no korban. Or Malhu Rova Barisi.
What we said back to him, man tone zodin, shrua sapikodin, lenitin lekapora. So first, Rabbi Bar Isi wanted to say that this price of the chlal goes according to Rabbi Shimon, that he holds that a shruas of mezid, there's no korban altogether. Rabbi Shimon. So therefore the price says there's only malchus and no korban. Because it goes according to Rabbi Shimon's sheet that we had before, that he holds that by shruas of bekodin, it's only b'shoigeg and not the mezid. He learns out bekodin from Mila, we had before, just like Mila's only b'shoigeg, Shavuos HaPekodin is also only b'shoigeg, the Chiv Korban. So that is the price that goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Avul Rabbanon, but according to Rabbanon Shita, maybe, Korban Nami Maisi, maybe according to the Rabbanon Shita, that holds by Pekodin b'mezid this Korban, maybe you receive both. So for this price, you have no proof. Oh, Malu Rav Kana, Kana said back to him, oh, Malu Rav Kana, Bar Mino. Don't bring any, like, don't, you do not have to answer this pshat that said this brisa only goes according to Yochid Rabbi Shimon. To Yehi, because this brisa, the Anot Tanina law, I was the one that learned, taught this brisa. The Yochid Tanina law, this is the way I learned the brisa. The brisa should say like this, Echad Sedoina V'yechad Shechagosa, Oshon B'Kesef Shkolim. It meant it's like this, both of them there's a korban, whether it's B'mezid or B'shoigig, there's a korban. O my chumra, what's the chumrah then? Because he learned this brayse, it's not talking about malchus at all. It's only talking about the actual korban. That the korban of a pikodin is more chumrah, more strict than the pikodin of a edus. What is the strict? What is the chumrah? The yilu hasam baya shvus edus, which is a korban of the yerit, which is a chatis bas danka. You can spend 1/6 of a seller. Any small amount of money that you could buy a korban is sufficient for the korban. But v'hoch over here by a shvus tapikodin, it's an osham, v'hoch osham a kesef shkolim. That it's a kesef shkolim, that's how much you have to pay. That's the chumrah. The chumrah is that you have to pay more money. Yeah. So Morris says, but good, v'ligma mino, let's bring a proof from here. You're learning this, Bryce now is saying that shvus tapikodin has the korban b'mezid. Okay? But it's mashma only a korban and not malchus. So learn out from this brayse to our shaila that the mezid by a shua sabikodin there's only a korban and no malchus. So Mora says no. Dilma de la yasrube. Maybe this brayse is talking about where there were no edim, nobody was warning him. So where he did not have asra, pshita there's no malchus. And then pshita is only chayv a korban. Our shaila is when there are people warning the shomer, do not swear false. Then does he receive malchus, a korban, or both? That's our shayla. So for me, you can't bring any proof. Lishnach, read another chapter like this. Toshima, it says ein chayovin al shigoso, that you're not chayiv on a shoygig. By if it says the Mishnah by shvus apikodin, if you're a shoygig, meaning if the shomer really thinks that he does not have the pikodin and he swears he does not have the pikodin, and later he realizes that he forgot he has it, so he's potter. Ein chayov mashir gosa. Ma ein chayov mazdoino. But what are you chayiv if you swear false to mezid? Oshom the kesef shkolim. That you only chayiv a korban that has to be worth at least money of two sloyim. So Mora says, my love, isn't this price talking about all cases for the yasrubei? That even in a case where Edim won the shomer first, still it says it's only chayiv a korban and not malchus. So Mora says, no, again, chochinamid lo yasrubei. It could be the price is only where there was no hasra, and therefore there's no malchus. But maybe in a case where there's hasra, it could be there's both, there's only malchus, there's only korban, we do not know. Toshima, loyim amarte, didn't you say, binozer tomei? In the case where a nozer became tomei, that there we have to bring a korban, and then he starts over again, counting the zeros tyra. Shekein loikam, that he receives malchus. For becoming tummy, he did allow, he was a nozir, he's not allowed to become tummy. If he became tummy, if he did it b'mezid, he receives malchus. To yomav eshvos apikodin, mashenk eshvos apikodin, shein aloika. There's such a price like this. So, mi dekom maloika, since it says that by a nozir tummy, he receives malchus, mechlal the yasru bay. We're talking about where this nozir before he became tummy, somebody gave him malchus, somebody gave him asro. He was warned beforehand not to touch the mace. And he did not listen, so he receives malchus. That's what we're talking about over here. Still, Ukomer, it says in this Braisa, Tiyom Bishwas HaPikodin, that Shwas HaPikodin is not like a Nozir Tomei.
What?
She'ain Aloika, that he does not receive Malkus, Alba Korban Maisi. But I call upon him a Korban, he has a Chiyuv to bring. So, you have a proof that even by Asro, there's only a Korban still, and there's no Malkus by Pikodin. The Kapor is a Korban, and no Malkus. Samar says, no, my ain Aloika. You know what it means to say that by Pikodin there's no Malkus? It means to say the ain Anifter by Malkus. It means that he's not free with the Malkus. But what does it mean? He needs a Korban also. So maybe still his Kapora needs two things. Needs a Korban with the Malkus. So Mar says, if so, Michlal de Nozir Tomei, Nifter by Malkus. So you want to tell me that the Braisa means a difference, a contrast, that by Nozir there's only Malkus and no Korban. Is that true? I a Korban Ksivbei. We know that a Nozir, when he becomes Tomei, he has to wait till it becomes Tor, then he brings a Korban, and then he starts over in his Eros Tyra. So we know a Nozir Tomei also needs a Korban. So what's the difference? If you're telling me both have Malkus and a Korban, so what's the difference? So Mar says, yes, Hosam Demaisi Korban, you know why a Nozir Tomei, when it after becomes Tor, he has to bring a Korban, it's not for a Kapora, for the fact he became Tomei, the Kapora is the Malkus alone. Here there's a new Gzeras Kosev, Ki Heche De Techo Alei Nezirus Petaira. It's sort of like, in order to be able to start counting Nezirus Petaira, you have to bring a Korban. But it's not because of a Kapora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ki Heche De Techo Alei Nezirus Petaira, Shemascha Limnois Miyachshov, Vitolo Akosev the Korban, V'loi L'Kaparu Bo. This Korban that the Nozir Tomei brings is not for a Kapora. His kapora is totally the Malkus. So that's the contrast that by Shvus HaPikodin, here his kapora is a korban also. But maybe he needs both? So Mar says, Amru Rabbon and Kaim the Rabbah. So after these are Rav Kana, after these Amaroyim, now they went and asked the Rosh Hashiva. They went and asked Rabbah, what should be the halacha? In the case of Shvus HaPikodin Bahasro, what's his punishment? His Amalu, he answered back, Michlal. You want to tell me that's pasha to you? Let's say the two Edom were there, knowing that this Shomer is swearing false. So let's say the two Edom did not warn the Shomer. And still there are Edom here, knowing that the Shomer has to be called in. Mechayiv, Mashmi, you understand clearly that there would be a Chiv Korban. Your only shailer is that since they gave him Asra, he deserves Malkus. Maybe the Malkus is the Kapora, not the Korban. Maybe the Korban, not the Malkus. But Mashma Pshita, if the Edom did not warn the Shomer, and the Shomer swears false, in such a case that there are two Edom here, knowing that the Shomer has the Pikodin, in other words, the Baal HaPikodin will still be able to receive his Pikodin. So when the Shomer swears false, it's not really called the Kfiras Mammon. He's not denying the money, holding back the money from the owner. The owner will be able to receive that money because there are two Edom here. Still, you're telling me you'll be chayav the korban. If so, kfiras devarim b'yamahu. It's only a kfira devarim, meaning when the shomer swears false now, it's not really called the kfiras mammon. He's not holding back the money from the owner. The owner has two Edom on the side that will testify that the shomer still has the pikadin. So the Baal will for sure receive the pikadin. So what is the shomer swearing false? Just as a Shavua Sheker. So you want to tell me for Kfiras Dvorim B'Yalma there's a Korban, that's a Kiddush. Alma, what do you see? Kesov, that you hold Alma Kesov a Rabbah. Rabbah's not like that. That Akoifa B'Mom and Sheisha Levei Potter. Like Rabbi asking them this question meant to say your case is wrong. Because in such a case, for sure there'll be no Korban. Then for sure you have no question. There'll be Malkus. The only question is, when you have Edom warning the Shomer, so he's maybe two, maybe Korban, maybe Malkus, maybe one. But I say no, in such a case that there are two Edom that know that the Shomer has to be Kodan, there's no Korban. That's called the Kfiras Dvarim. He's only holding back his words, but it doesn't make a difference. The owner will receive his Pikodin. So there's no Shiloh, there'll only be Malkus and no Korban. That's what Rabbah holds. Omale Rav Chanina, Le Rabbah, Tanya the Mithailov, let me bring a proof to you. It says, the Pasuk says, Bechicheshbo, that you deny, you deny what the owner is saying. Prat Lemoida Liechud Menachem. That let's say, two brothers come and say, you have our Pikodin.
So if you admit to one of them that you're potter, even though to the other one you swear false. Or the Yechid Min HaShutfim, if you admit to one of the two Shutfim, so you admit that you owe him the money. Just when the other Shutf comes, you don't like him, to him you swear false, you're potter from the carbon. That's not called the Kfiras Mammon, because you're admitting that you owe the money. Then it says, V'nishpa al Shoker, so Idarshan Prat, L'loive B'shtar, or L'loive B'yedim. In the case where the Halvor, there's a shtar about it, or there's Edim there, so even though you swear false that you do not owe the money, you're potter from the carbon. Why? Because it's only Kfiras Dvarim. Anyway, the owner will receive his money. He has two Edim, or he has a shtar. So the fact you're swearing false means nothing. That's not called a Kfiras Mammon. Amalei, so Rabbi said back, Imi Shema, from this price alone, late to sign, it would not be approved to me. It could be B'Oimel Lavisi, V'lo Lavisi B'Edim. The question is, the Kfira here that you put was like this. The Loiva says, I admit that I owe you money. I only swear that there were no Edim there. Or else Lavisi, I admit that I owe you the money. But Lavisi Bishtar, I did not owe you the money Bishtar. That's all. So here this Kfira is like not a real Kfira. That's why you put the front of carbon. Because you're not denying the money. You're only denying a special prop, whether there were Edim there or whether there was a star there. Whether you collect from a Shabbatim or not. That's what I'm denying. But the actual money, I admit, maybe that's Shan the Pasik. Here you're potter from the carbon. But maybe in the case when you deny the money, even though there are Edom on the side that know you owe the money, but you're being kaif for the money, you're denying the money, maybe you would be chai the carbon. So this drush alone will not be a proof to Rabbah. But that's what Rabbah holds. That you only chai the carbon shvua if it's your denying that's holding back the money. But if he would receive the money anyway, you're potter. Mercy me my. Says, excluding the case where you admit to one of the two brothers that you owe them the money. What are we talking about over here? Elaim, if you want to tell me, that there are two brothers, meaning you owe $50 to each one of them, and you admit to one brother that you only owe him half. If so, so why are you potter carbon then? To the other brother, you're denying his money. So what do I care if you admitted to the other brother his half, but to this brother, you're denying his money? So you're swearing false that the Shvuah Sepikadin, you should be chayv a korban. That can't be the case. El Alav isn't the pasuk talking about the Amrilei Mitavin and Yasvin. That they say you borrowed the $100 from both of us. The Yom Alhu, and the person answers back, the Shomer answers back and says, Lai, Michad Minaychu Yasvi, that I borrowed this money from one of you. So I admit I borrowed $100. I'll give you back $100 because I can't stand this man. So I'm only saying I owe it to you and not to him. So in such a case, you're not being caught for money. That's why you're free. The Evelay Kfiras Dvarim B'Yalma. That's purely a case of Kfiras Dvarim. Says so, Omi Dereisha Kfiras Dvarim. It's Seifanami Kfiras Dvarim. That's what Rabbi answered back. From this rush, you have no right to me. Like here we're talking about, even the Sefer is that not you denying the money, it's only Dvarim B'Alma, that you admit you owe the money. It's the only question whether were there Edim there or was there a star there. So there's no proof to Rabbah from here. Tashma, can we bring another proof? It says, Ein Chayiv al Shigagosa. You're not Chayiv a Korbin on a Shigagas Shvuah Sepikadin. If you really think you're swearing false, so you're an honest Yepata. Or Ma Chayiv al Zdoina. But what are you chayiv when you know that you're swearing false? You know really you have the pikadin, so you're swearing false. Osher mekesef shkolim. You chayiv this carbon osher that has to be worth at least 2 sloyim. My love isn't this price talking about. Zodan means edim, that even though there are edim warning you, and still it says that you receive a carbon. So you see, not like Rabbah. You see, even though there are edim here knowing that you owe the pikadin, and it's only kfiras dvarim, still you chayiv a carbon. Tomorrow says, Lai, Zodin Atzmut. Means here that there are no Edim. Just you yourself know that you swore false, without Hasra. So such a case, Pshita, there's only a carbon and no Malkus. Tashma, I'll bring another proof. It says, we had, Hoyushtei Kit Yedim. Let's say that the Teveya has two different pairs of Edim to say that Shimon owes him the money. So, Kofor Rishayna, if the first two pair of Edim, the first two Edim are Kofor, V'yachaka Kofor Ashniya, and then later on, the second pair of Edim are kofar. So it says, Shteim chayavis. Both of them are chayiv a korban shvua. Bivnei sheyecholah edus deskayim b'shteim. Because either one of these two Edim had the rights to be mitzi the mammon. So therefore, by them holding back the Raidis, they're holding back the money. Therefore, the Chayav is Shavuos Eidus. So the question we had before was, Bishle Mishniah, you understand the second pair of Eidim, to Chayav. They should be Chayav the Korban Shavuah, because they're holding back the money. Do a Kofrullah, Kas Rishoina. Listen, the first pair of Eidim said they do not know. So they cannot be Eidim anymore. Once they deny the Raidis, Kivin Shigit, Shuvah Nechaz Yomagid, they have no right to tell Bezdin, we know. So there's no more first pair of Eidim, there's only the second pair of Eidim. So when they deny, they hold back the Raidis, that's called holding back the money, therefore we understand why they are Chayav Korban. Elu Rishon, the question is, the first pair of Eidim, Amay Nechayve, why when they deny the Raidis, they hold back the Raidis? Are they Chayav Korban?